Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. This quarter's earnings season will give us the clearest picture to date as to how the Federal Reserve being cautious with interest rates is impacting big banks' general ledgers. We'll break it down in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. U.S. consumer prices rose 0.41% in March, mostly driven by an increase in volatile oil prices. And rising prices for energy as well as food helped push the annual headline inflation rate up to 1.86% in March, up slightly from 1.5% in February. Also, rent prices rose 0.4% in March after several months of cooling down. But signs of moderating inflation registered across several categories. Airfares, for one, declined 0.6% in March, while prices for used cars and trucks fell 0.4%. Now, looking regionally around the country, the rate of inflation in the West increased 2.4% in the 12-month period ended in March of this year, while rising 1.7% in the Northeast and 1.6% in both the South and Midwest. And the Wall Street Journal markets team writes that the current stock market run-up hasn't done much to fix public pensions. And that's because the amount owed to retirees is accelerating faster than assets on hand to pay those future obligations. Boston College's Center for Retirement Research says that liabilities of major U.S. public pensions are up 64% since 2007, while assets are up 30%. In the 1980s and 1990s, double-digit stock and bond returns convinced governments they could afford widespread benefit increases, but the value of their holdings began to fall in the aftermath of the dot-com bust in the 2000s, and then again during the 2008 financial crisis. State and local retirement systems lost 28% in 2008 and 2009. And even as cities and states mapped out plans to ramp up their yearly contributions to public pension funds as a way of making up for their investment losses, some struggled with lower tax revenue and increased demand for government services in the aftermath of the financial crisis. And then there's the overall age of the population. As baby boomers aged, the number of pensioners jumped thanks to longer lifespans and a wave of retirees over the past decade, while the number of active workers remained relatively stable. We'll enter the heart of the earnings season on Friday, April 12th, and numbers that come in from two banks in particular will give investors a peek at how the Federal Reserve's more measured approach to interest rates is affecting big banks. And Wall Street Journal reporter Jessica Menton is here with some details. So, Jessica, the numbers that come in for J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo are significant because, as you point out in your story, big bank earnings results tend to reflect Wall Street's outlook overall for the economy.
That's correct. And it really is a bellwether for how investors see where we're headed. And some of those examples, if you look at, say, the Federal Reserve this year, they've clearly had a more dovish stance. And investors are really looking to see how has that impacted the banks. And one of those areas is investors really like to see as far as when it comes to the net interest margins for banks. That's really a key measure of profitability. And if the Fed is more dovish and they're taking more of a sort of wait and see approach when it comes to raising rates, that could put a damper as far as profitability for banks. But another side, and the flip side of that really, is JP Morgan and Wells Fargo, one of their big businesses is mortgage lending. And when you have where rates are right now, they've actually helped mortgage rates ease a bit for home buyers. So that could be a positive, because looking at JP Morgan's prior report, that was another area looking at mortgage lending that weighed on the bank, even though it still had made profits. So that those are two key areas that I think investors are really going to hone in on.
It's like a double-edged sword, the rates, when they come down and being held in check like this, because it can have an impact on the banking profits, and at the same time, it can have a positive effect, like you said, on homeowners. But then you look at the flip side, and when the rates go up, the banks like that, but then it really puts a crimp on homeowners and the lending. So it's kind of like a fine line the Fed is walking.
Exactly, it is. And in their prior meeting, they even hinted at possibly cutting rates. And so I think that's really where investors are looking to see what these bank CEOs have to say in their guidance moving forward as far as what they think the course of policy could affect their businesses.
Now, there's a very influential person on Wall Street in the banking sector who had comments on that. JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon isn't predicting a recession, but he says he's keeping an eye on the horizon.
Exactly. And
he wrote to shareholders.
He did. Yes. And that was recently. So the major bank CEOs, and Jamie Dimon was among them, appeared before Congress today in congressional testimony. And that was actually the first time that the panel of them has been in front of Congress since the financial
crisis.
They're
there on Wednesday the 10th.
Yes, on Wednesday. And they were really there to sort of affirm that a lot of the regulations that have been put in place and looking at the post-financial crisis reforms are working for them, but it's part of the House Democrats' plans to really examine and take a closer look at what's happening in the industry. And it'll be interesting to hear on Friday morning when their earnings come out what Jamie Dimon has to say about going forward.
And financial companies in the S&P 500 are projected to report a 4% drop in profits for the first quarter. We'll get more earnings results next week from more banks the week of April 15th.
We'll also hear from Goldman, Bank of America, Citigroup, and Morgan Stanley. And something that's interesting when you're looking at that financial group in general, the financial sector and the S&P 500, their earnings estimates have continued to come down since December. And financials, along with energy, which has also come down, they've really been the ones that have pressured the estimates for the overall S&P 500 recently, because if you're looking at analyst polling for the first quarter, they're expecting a roughly 4.3% decline in profits for the overall S&P 500, which would be the first contraction since 2016. So it's interesting that looking at financials, that is one of those groups that's been weighing on it. And it'll be interesting just to see overall how their outlook for the Fed in the course of economic health, what that really means going forward.
All right, we'll see how the numbers pan out. That is Wall Street Journal reporter Jessica Minton here in our studio. Jessica, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.